Hello everyone, welcome to Mirstar FM 89.6. If you listen to us through the traditional FM, but also welcome for those to join us to Mirstar FM through your favorite podcast platform. Remember, in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everywhere, anytime. Today we have a special guest. Today again, we have a lot of participants. Today again, Mirstar has is full of life because we are hosting right now a new exchange about environment. Concretely, the name of this new exchange, funded by the European Commission through Erasmus Plus project, the name is Last Call. Why? Because the environment right now, as you know, guys, is suffering a lot due to our impact. So right now, these guys are learning different things about this last call or the environment. But I don't want to talk a lot because a lot of people will be passing by through the studio and will be them who will tell us the details about these projects, what are the learning and what are the experiences. So let's start because different nationalities are taking part in this project. So let's start for one of the more exotic countries for me that it's in the other side of Europe, but also a hint is half a part in Asia. So we are talking about Turkey. So today we say welcome to Denis and yes.
Hello. it's so nice to be here firstly. And during the project, it was super, super nice to meet other countries. And also I love Nerekaza. So Denis, you want to say hello too?
Hello. So it's Denis speaking. I'm very happy to be here with different countries. It was very nice experience. Almost we are done today. Looking back, we really learned a lot of things.
Yeah, definitely.
I wanted to ask you, because maybe the listeners doesn't know, because mostly the people know Istanbul. But where are you from, Turkey? Yes?
I am from Manisa. So if you don't know Manisa, it's so close to the Izmir, okay?
So for me, I'm from the Black Sea part of Turkey, which is called Trabzon. And Trabzon is, by the way, very green city. Like it's almost the lungs of Turkey. It's very green. We have very nice nature. So it was really related to the topic of the project. Mm.
So really nice.
Yeah.
You were talking about your first impressions about Nerekaza. How about these days? And how do you feel here in this city of Hungary?
I just want to say I love Hungary, but I want to say Nerekaza about name. The first time I heard Nerekaza, it was super hard to say. We are saying Nagariaza, Nerekaza. It was hard for us. But Nerekaza is a small city, but I love it. Small, but it's really beautiful places to visit. Also, I liked Christmas market in Nerekaza, and people were super kind to us. So I love Nerekaza, and it's too nice to be near.
What about you, Denis?
Yeah, like I was expecting a very small town, like almost a village, but actually it's a proper city and like one of the fifth biggest city in Hungary. I like the Christmas market, as you said. I like the people here. So I actually had best friend from Hungary, but he was from different part of Hungary. So it's really nice to be in Nerekaza.
Yeah.
Even though I was not able to pronounce Nerekaza for a week, maybe.
Yeah,
like
hard.
When I tried to type Nerekaza on Google, it was saying Nigeria, like different. So it was very funny, but I think I believe that I improved my Hungarian skills.
So after some days here, we're talking about the topic of the environment, the last call that the environment is making to us. What did you learn these days, guys?
The project name is Last Call. It's so dramatic and I like it. because literally it's a last call, right?
Yes, Dennis? It's very smart. Like the name is
name
very
is
smart.
Really smart.
When we were doing the like paper things, like the presentation, we literally wanted to use Last Call because it's the last call. Like the global warming is started, like it's been here for a very long while and maybe like it's our last chance to use. That's why like we are having here more awareness, and I believe that every one of the participants will make awareness in their local communities and bigger communities.
And it's so important the European Union care about these environment projects. I mean, they're supporting and we are, as a youth persons, try to do something. It's so special, I believe so.
Guys, after these days, what do you enjoy the most?
To speak into different countries and see different perspectives, because I really want to improve myself. Like, I just don't want to be in Turkey and have Turkish perspective. Like, I'm a young person and I want to become a world citizen.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, I'm here to improve myself and see different perspectives and have bigger...
It's too nice to meet someone new but different cultures. And also it's too nice to be learn some different languages. For I know Hungarian, Köszönöm. I know how to say in Spanish, gracias. I know how to say in Italian, grazie. So also it's too nice to learn something new. I mean, also I learned something cultural foods. I mean, these are really good. So yeah. I will not forget these until my whole life.
Yeah, I think like everyone, one of us gave some parts from us and yes, took some parts from the others. So I really believe that this is a very nice experience yeah, to have.
That was really nice. That sounds great, guys. But right now we are going to play a game. Yes. And you will be my first allies in this
okay
game.
Okay.
Why? Because also you will be the journalist today.
Okay.
Oh, sounds cool.
Yeah. How it works. Right now, you have to think in one question and the next nationality
mm-hmm
will answer that question. It could be related to the topic, but also could be another funny or gossip question, juicy one. It's up to you. That will be the funny moment of the show. So right now, you will ask for a question, but you won't know who will answer. Only
okay
the next nationality. So,
okay,
guys, which will be the questions?
Who did discover the sauna room first?
Okay, I'm taking sauna?
Sauna room in the hotel.
Ah, because mm-hmm that is a sauna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I've heard some gossips
ooh
that happen in the sauna room. So I wonder who was the first person, you know?
Okay. And yes?
And who was the room 106 in having something? I mean, you understand.
Maybe juicy one.
Juicy stuff.
You are so naughty.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Yes, Denise. So if you have to put from 1 star to 5, how many stars have this project?
I can give my all stars.
Yes, 100 stars. 100 stars.
Yeah, I can give
to
all
Mushtaras
my...
To
Mushtaras. Yeah, and for Nurekaza.
Yeah, Nurekaza, yes.
It's so nice to be in here.
Do you want to say something more to the listeners or to your family or to your friends? This is really nice.
I can say something. If you listen to us, please share our awareness about environment. Please say something else to the others, because I believe a butterfly effect. So if you share your opinion, please don't do that. Like, please don't. Why are we using so much plastics? Why don't we reduce it? Please share your opinion. Don't be hide yourself about environment, because people not sharing their ideas. If we share, we can make awareness together. So let's share our opinions about environment and tell about our curious about these stuff. Don't be hide yourself about environment. Say something.
Yeah.
Do something for the last call.
Absolutely. So think globally and act locally, I would say. And since he has already mentioned about the topic, I would just want to say that please, guys, like if you're youngsters or even if you're old, like we had some elder people here as well as a group leaders, please try to join more projects, Erasmus Plus projects. Here you can discover yourselves and get to know different people and countries and have better
yeah
perspectives.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Köszönöm.
And after Turkey, we continue today here in Mushtar FM 89.6. If you listen to us through the traditional radio, or welcome also, we say hello to those who join through your favorite podcast platform anywhere, anytime. We continue continue talking about the exchange last call that right now is taking part here in Mustarhas. But right now we change the country. We are traveling right now to country, el country de la pasta. Right now with us is Andrea, participant of this Youth Exchange. Welcome.
Thank you. Ciao. Ciao.
How are you, Andrea?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you. How are you?
Really good. Really good. Nice. We are talking about the last call that the environment is saying to us. What did you learn these days here in the Youth Exchange in Irechaza?
I understood many things, but mainly that are still we have still differences between countries, and when we reason always about more unite Europe, you know, this is a very common topic, and we should take from these activities more to be more equal. You know, there are too many differences between Italy, for example, and the north of Europe. We should take something from there and, yeah, to improve our quotidianity, you know.
Which activity have you enjoyed the most in this after these 6 days?
In general, when we discuss, each discussion is useful to us to understand new habits, you know. But not only this, not only about the topic, but also about extra topics, you know. Could be love and could be other things, many things. Yeah.
What could be the solution of this last call that the environment is calling to us?
The solution, I don't know. It's difficult for me to answer, but maybe, as we said before, think globally, act locally. And so this can be the solution. We are single drop in an ocean. And so just act by ourselves for the others.
After some days making different activities with participants of different countries, you mentioned before, this was difficult for you. It was easy. Have you find any difficulties, issues talking
no,
with them?
No, I think who joined this kind of projects and activities just wants to stay with the others and to exchange information and habits and everything. So I think we are all the same with different behaviors often, but it depends on the country, you know, it's normal. But we all had this week the same aim.
I don't know if you visit this city before, but
not. Why should I?
What are your impressions about this city?
This is my personal opinion. I am maybe more keen on warm countries, but it was a challenge for me because of this. And that's the reason why my last project was in Turkey, you know. But it's been a long time that I wanted to do this, and I enjoyed. Maybe the weather could be a little bit better, but
okay, we will change for the next occasion that you visit us.
Maybe
we
will be here in the summer.
Exactly. In the summer it's also kind of hot, but I think that for you, a Mediterranean guy, will be kind of better.
Yeah.
Right now, Andrea, I think that we will start to play.
Okay.
Which it's game? Not about this podcast is not serious, the whole program. So, we continue playing. Your colleagues from Turkey ask a question, okay? But they don't know that will be you who answer that.
Okay.
In fact, we have two questions because Denis and Jazz ask every of them one question. And you have to answer. Are you ready?
Mandatory.
Yes, you have to answer.
Okay.
You have to give me an answer.
Okay.
Try not to be mean for sure, but they want to know who discovered the sauna.
Who discovered the sauna? I was sleeping in that moment. But I think the Italian girl. Always the Italian in these situations.
Really?
Yeah.
We have right now
a specific girl, Paola.
Oh, Paola!
I don't know in company with, I don't know.
And now, something about the rooms, because this is the gossip. Who were in the room 106? Doing something?
Mainly Spanish and two Italians. And one is me.
And what happened there? What happened?
Just talking. We from the first day we just talk about different topics, love, very deep discourses.
Oh, really?
Really from the first night. It was so strange. It was but very very nice. I didn't expect this. And so we went on all the week with all these discourses and these topics. And it was so nice, but I don't think something so spicy happened in that room. Maybe in the sauna.
We never know. This is only a supposition.
Yeah.
So, what is love after this conversation?
Oh, my opinion is I have like a British vision of love, you know? Mm-hmm. So, love is for not just for a partner or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but for everything, for nature, for people, not as something, some people with a specific behavior, but as human beings. And yeah, for this kind of activities, for the world, yeah, this is love. As I love my parents, I love nature, and I love everything of the life.
It's your turn. Leave a question for the next that take these seats with the microphones.
Could be spicy.
Spicy, but not really spicy.
Not too much, not too much.
Let's control. We are in the daytime show, so we have to control a bit.
who is going next to me?
Ah, you know.
Ah,
that's the game. That's
even
the game,
I can
Andrea.
I can know the nationality.
No.
No, nothing.
Nothing, nothing. That's the game.
Okay. Oh, a very simple question.
Okay.
Okay. Who is the most beautiful girl and boy? Wow. Very simple.
Andrea, before to leave that chair, to leave the microphone, what could be the solution to the last call of the environment?
The solution to save our planet, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for the Europeans, join more of these activities and these projects. Something will change, of course, in our life after this project.
So thank you so much, Andrea, from Italy.
Thank you. Grazie.
Have you enjoyed?
Grazie. Of course.
Perfecto.
Thank you. Perfecto.
See you soon.
Bye, bye, bye.
Hello, dear listener. We continue here in Mustar FM 89.6 FM or through your favorite podcast platform, anywhere, anytime. Hello, Samantha.
Hello, hello, hola. How are you?
I'm good. I'm angry with you. But why are you so many minutes late?
I'm half Spanish, so it's okay. I have the excuse for this.
You have an excuse. What is the excuse, Samantha?
You know, when you prepare something for people who you love, it's an excuse.
Huh? What are you preparing? Something about the secret friend from this chain?
Secret friend and all other friends also.
Which is one of the dynamics of this project also. Sharing a little bit love,
yes,
with your secret friend. Who is your secret friend?
In youth exchange.
Yes.
Can I say already? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is why I gave him yesterday stolen glass from another bar.
We will keep you the secret, right now, after this recording, he will know.
Yeah, so this is why it's not a secret anymore.
But who has to keep the secret is the person that is right now with us. Before we were in Turkey, before we were also in Italy, and right now we will travel kind of close, to Poland. And we have to say welcome to Konrad.
Hello.
How are you today?
Great. I feel much better after yesterday because you have 3 days, so I could sleep most of the day.
Furthermore of sleep, did you do something?
Actually, not much. I was visiting flea market, mm-hmm, in Hungary. It was very interesting. Similar to this one which we have in Poland, but I saw there are more interesting things like old coins, old forints. Yeah, it was very interesting. I wanted also to do some urbex, but I will not say about it. It's a secret.
Right now we are talking about the environment. The environment is making to us the last call. That's the topic of the Youth Exchange. What did you learn these days here?
That there are more that I thought, people who are conscious about it, people who knows even more, because I also learned more about our things, about our danger thing. Would we have to force that? It's really a hard topic and people doesn't talk about it. We live in our like bubbles. We don't care about the environment, but it's changing in the wrong way. So that's why I think it's this kind of young exchange is very important to take place.
Can you tell us, please, how you started to be interested in this topic even before youth exchange?
Because I like the nature, and I'm very feeling sad when I seeing some rubbish in the forest or anywhere in the park. It's not nice. That's why I started to be interested in those kind of topics.
I have to say you that also I learned some things about the Polish team, because I visit Poland sometimes, and I was thinking that in the morning or in some moment of the day appear fog, but there was no fog. It was a pollution. You tell us that was a pollution. It was like a, oh my God, it was that was fog. Oh, really beautiful landscape, but in fact, no. What is happening there?
Because mostly because people are burning some rubbish inside their fences, furnaces in house, or also because of burning coal. It's happening. We also doesn't have many electric vehicles in bigger cities like Krakow and Warsaw. It's happened more and more often that the air is polluted. So we have like fog, but it's exactly not fog. It's made because of the pollution.
What could be one of the solutions to this last call?
Yes, our government already started to promote like more environmental friendly source of heat in our houses. We have more and more photovoltaic panel on houses. However, this year also was problem with gas, so it works badly if you want to be more eco-friendly. But it will change.
What do you think about to discuss this topic with people of five different nationalities, with the language, with barriers of culture, and daytime that is completely different? It was easy for you? Do you find any issue?
Yes, that we have this similar aim to defend our nature and our environment, even that we are from other nations, from other countries, we have totally other cultures. It's the one thing which connects us, it's the nature, that we are humans and we should defend it. Because without the nature, we cannot exist anymore.
And what activity did you like the most during this youth exchange?
Oh, guys, hard question.
All.
Most of them were very interesting, but I think one of the most was this, where we present our approach. How is it in our country? Mm-hmm. How is our, I would say, country approach to this topic? And that I got to know how it's in other countries, that we also showed how it's in Poland. So yeah, I like it the most.
We have to say that after some days, working a lot because the sessions are really the sessions are really intense. But we will highlight some things a little bit later. Right now, I think that we are moving to the juicy side. What do you think?
Juicy, spicy. Okay, yes. Let's go.
Because Samantha, we are playing a game. Mm-hmm. The game of questions, you know, that game that
this game.
In fact, you created that game.
Yeah,
that
I know,
game.
Yeah. The first program you ever created with Carmen.
Exactly. The guys of Turkey leave a question to Andrea, but the guys of Turkey, they didn't know about it. And Andrea right now has a question for you. But Andrea didn't know that you were. Who will answer? And the question is, who is the most beautiful girl and boy of this youth exchange?
About the girl, I could say that it should be Denise. Definitely should be. She has like appearance of model. So yeah, it should
be. Wow. Mm. Today we are getting all the drop of the juice.
Yeah, about the boy, it's hard to say for me. Maybe yes. I think
Turkish.
Actually they fit together to each other, so. Ooh. And there was a few situations when Yas was asking me for a key and they were together, so it was suspicious.
Wow.
Oh my God, we have an extra drop right now. Live here in Mustard. Conrad telling all the truth.
I felt it.
Who knows? Maybe yes.
Maybe no. Who knows?
And now Conrad, is your time. Some people will come because we are waiting for the last nationality and they are some of them. I think that we could make an exception. Two questions.
Okay. So my question is about the Spanish. What is between Maria and Herman? I am very curious because they seem to be very close. I know that Spanish people are close, but...
And the other question?
The other question, I would like to know, there was one night when we spent in Spanish room, and I want to know what happened with my bandana, because I lost it there. And next day, nobody knows.
Oh, these guys, too serious on the day, but at night, you know, some fun is really
something
nice.
Something is happening.
Konrad, something that you want to say to the listeners, to your friend, to your family, is your time.
Oh my God, I want to greet you all. Guys, I love you. I love all the nation from this exchange, really.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Konrad.
Thank you. So, guys, we continue. The next episode will be with Spanish Espanol team. Hello, guys. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello.
Hello, my name is Germán. Well, I present everyone because there are too many people. Germán, Fran, and Maria from Andalusia.
I'm Alain from Valencia. Sorry for that.
It seems a word of game, Alain from Valencia. It sounds really nice. Guys, we are taking part, you are taking part in a youth exchange about environment. Guys, have you enjoyed this exchange, these 7 days?
Yeah, definitely, we changed. Yeah, definitely. We love it. Like I think it was a quite fulfilling experience for all of us because we changed a lot of experience with different people. And what do you think?
I think we really love the project. You know, about meeting people, create connection, and also about talking about this topic that is super important nowadays. There is super curious thing that is about that. All the Spanish team are scientific, you know, we all studied at the university, yeah. Scientific stuff, so we have been like super, I don't know how you
intense,
say
it. Maybe?
Yeah, intense about our perspective, you know, this is happening, this is the date, we have to do something.
Like in the same moment of our life, kind of, like we're finishing the degree.
Yeah.
aware of climate change, to understand the topic, a little bit like, what do we do with our lives? Someone looking for a master somewhere, we're looking for jobs somewhere. Of us are looking for goals in life.
Yeah, worry about if there is a future for us.
Actually, it has been a really great experience, and I feel so thankful for the Spanish team because, as you can see, my voice now is broken, but it's because we had so much fun.
Yeah, my too. I promise I have a better voice. More nicely and kindly one, not like a witch.
The show, Samantha, is becoming funny and funny and funny, but this is also what happened in Youth Exchange. We talk about a bold topic, but also there is time for fun, for sure. Yes, we talk a lot with the previous ones, and also we know, because Maria has said right now that you are really worried about the environment, and they are like really involved in the country, in Spain, about this topic, that's right?
Yes, yes, totally.
But right now we are moving because we don't have a lot of time, guys. And let's go to the important. Maria also is here. She's moving from the other studio because she's the queen of the juicy thing.
I come on.
This is the end of the program. Why not to make it a little bit more funny? We were playing with the previous ones to leave a question for the next one. But they don't know
who will be
the next. And they have to answer. You have to answer. But what happened that the previous one knows that you were the country left. So
who was the previous one? Can I know?
You have to listen the show. The mystery. You have to listen.
Maybe listen to the question. I can guess.
Yeah, I think you will.
In fact, he made, because was he, 2 questions for the Spanish team. Okay, so you could answer. And the first one, Maria.
Yes, I'm here for all of you.
What is happening between Maria and Germán, because they have a lot of connection? That was the question of the previous one.
Oh, Maria. I have been waiting all the moment, all this week. I have to do it.
Yes. I was like super like of wondering why nobody asked if I have something with my 2 friends. Nobody asked me. I wanted them to imagine I have some boyfriend or something.
Maybe nobody asks you because you are so direct all the time and everyone knows.
Yeah, I think
Or maybe you are the one that asks everyone else, so no one asks you. Because the person that asks, hey, what is going on around you, is you.
Yes.
Okay, so friends.
We are friends. Like super good connections, very good friendship. Also, we're Spanish. As everyone have seen here and said, like, you guys have kind of weird vibe. We do all the time, like, so connected and so close and so, like,
yeah.
But for us, it's like friendship and relationship and everything. I think we have different point of view that different countries. Like we have, we're open in this way. So with me, with Maria, for me, of course, it's friendship. But I don't like to see like a romantic relationship is more important than my friendship with Maria.
But so, is it a friendship with what's the name, like with benefits?
Spicy.
Yeah. With benefits.
Benefits, a lot of sweet things. Yeah, I mean, what I understood is that you applied together and you were friends before.
Yes.
Yeah, we three.
People
yeah.
of the chain, please ask that kind of things, and you are not with the dub the whole week. And that's all. Don't wait to the radio. And the next one. What happened with the bandana? What happened in the Spanish room,
in your room.
After the party?
Not that much as we wanted.
Yeah, sadly, yeah. It's like, yeah, we went that way, hanging out and talking, and not that, but, you know, this is the thing that we can say.
But
come on, Alain, talk about the bandana.
yeah, Alain was the one, yeah.
Actually, I know somebody who lost a bandana in our room, but it just disappeared, seriously. Nobody knows anything about that bandana. It was the first night. We were talking about love, things went crazy, and the bandana disappeared.
I think that maybe you have a secret admirer that stole for have something to remind you.
Yeah, but the bandana was not even mine, so I don't think that I'm the one.
Maybe it was me.
So then, if it's you, please give it back to Comrade.
Guys, that story was so funny. Now the dubs are out. Everything is clear, Samantha.
Todo.
And we get some extra juice that we didn't ask. It's like they made the questions. The non-comfortable
questions. After one question.
The non-comfortable question. But because we are running out of the time, before to say bye-bye, guys, do you want to say something to your family, to your friends, to your colleagues of the exchange, or to the people to motivate to come here?
It's your minute of fame.
Yes, I truly recommend to everybody to do those kind of things because it's a super deeply experience in life at the end. Look, I'm in the radio now. So, nobody expected.
Okay, Spam, X Rebellion is an activist group. We are, the climate change is so important, we are going to die soon. The society is going to collapse, so please, just look in the web, X Rebellion, and read it. You like this program, you like us like Spanish group, just read the web.
If you want the funny to keep in the world, we have to save the world previously.
Yes. Yeah. So definitely it's quite fulfilling experience. If you want to be more aware about climate change, you have to apply something like that. You are going to new people, you are going to get a broader view about everything. And obviously you have to take into account of this thing that happened. If we want to have a better world or even the world exists in the future, we have to make changes now.
As my colleague said, we are running out of time, so I just think that we have to do our best to be aware. And if you find the opportunity of coming here or to any just exchange or wherever, please just try to do it in a conscious way. Try to avoid use a lot of planes or stuff like that. Just do whatever you want, you feel, and try to be aware of it.
Yeah, and I would like to add, like, you have to be aware of what you really need. To what extent you think you need the things that you buy or you use. That's the point of all of that.
Thank you guys for your answers. That was a pleasure to meet in the Youth Exchange in the last call. And now it's calling to us the next show. So
thank you guys.
No, thanks. Thank you.
Thanks to you for the opportunity.
Yes. For the listeners, remember that you could listen again this show through your favorite podcast platform and Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Which one is your favorite?
Apple.
And do you are
podcast?
And are you following us on Instagram and Facebook?
Oh my God, no.
Come on.
Come on.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I know.
Because there you could see what's happening behind the waves and get extra content. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.